According to the Posts and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe, there are more than 2 million mobile internet subscribers on the country's three major mobile phone networks. At the same time, there are hundreds of internet cafes in most urban centers, which are normally accessed by secondary school pupils and students at tertiary institutions. These internet users pay at least $1 a day to access the internet in cafes, and more money when they use mobile phones for posting various messages on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media platforms. This has enticed politicians who have gone out in full force to send personal public messages and sell party ideologies in order to gain political mileage as the country prepares for crucial elections which are set to be held sometime this year. Most politicians, including Indigenization Minister Xavier Kasukwere, agree that these social media platforms are currently shaping the country's electoral process.
Most of our young people who now use lots of cell phones are going to be able to plan the programs of the various political parties through those means. So political parties are becoming proactive in putting across their views.
Mr. Kasukwere, who has more than 1,700 friends on Facebook and conducts Sunday chats with his followers, says the social media platforms have become a perfect public sphere for even highlighting Zimbabwe's indigenization program being spearheaded by his party, ZANU-PF.
Our office and ministry make use of the Twitter and social media forum for us to disseminate the information that we have in terms of youth development programs, get feedback, and also with regard to the empowerment program, it is certainly a very key platform which informs.
The minister, who is also on Twitter and whose party has at least 4,300 followers on Facebook, strongly believes that President Robert Mugabe played a critical role in creating these social media platforms to promote democracy in Zimbabwe. And Nhlanhla Dube, spokesman for the Movement for Democratic Change Formation of Industry Minister Welshman Ncube, says politicians have realized that the traditional media have lost a bit of sting, and that is why they have switched to social media platforms.
Whoever snoozes will lose. Whoever is not on social media is highly unlikely to be heard as broadly as those that are on social media. Young people are interacting using their phones, they're using their computers, and everybody else is seeking space in social media. That is where a lot of debate is going to occur. Whoever doesn't get there might get to the station when the train has gone.
Dube's party has official Facebook and Twitter accounts, though some individuals have created more than 18 other MTC Facebook pages. He believes that even these unofficial party Facebook accounts are playing a key role in highlighting the party's ideology and various programs.
Those are proliferation of ideas by people that might be members. They're not necessarily official. We always encourage them to tap from the official space so that the message is proper, the message is correct, the message is consistent with the values and the principles of the party.
The other Movement for Democratic Change Formation of Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai is using its leader on Facebook to capture the attention of voters with messages of hope and victory in the next elections. The party also advertises its economic blueprints and other election issues on Twitter. The Facebook page has almost 83,000 followers. There are more than 34 other Facebook accounts associated with this party. The party's deputy spokesman, Joel Kapuza, believes that these social media platforms have become a good net for attracting the attention of followers and opponents ahead of general elections.
It is going to play a critical role, particularly among the youth, because these are the people who are mainly involved in social media and who really have time to interact on that. But for the local rural communities where penetration levels of networks is a bit low, it might be a bit of a challenge.
He thinks that the unofficial MTCT Facebook accounts are not causing any harm to the party.
In a majority of cases, it will actually actualize and enhance our brand image. And in most cases, people who do that don't put negative things about the MDC. It's just people who, in most cases, try to avoid being identified in their real names. So I don't think that would have a serious impact on us. If it has, it's going to be a positive impact. There could be one or two areas where there could be some challenges.
Various organizations, such as Bulawayo Agenda, Harare Residents Trust, Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, Zimbabwe Election Resource Center, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Women of Zimbabwe Arise, Abameli Lawyers for Human Rights, and several others are also part of the social media sphere. Jenny Williams, co-founder of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, says these media platforms are playing a critical role in Zimbabwe's electoral process, though they are mostly active in urban areas.
In Zimbabwe right now, you have a smaller, middle and high-class person who has resources to be able to access the data on their phones and have sufficient airtime to access. So although there is a deep hunger and a deep need, the majority of people to want there, they are curtailed by the amount of credits they have in their phones.
Williams says, though the social media are not directly censored by the government, the major fear is not only lack of accessibility by the majority of people.
The cost of cell phone charges is one of the highest in Africa, and so that is some form of censorship. Then the other issue is in terms of technology. A lot of people might be limited in the ability to have data on their phone.
Clifford Mashiri, former Zimbabwean diplomat and current PhD candidate at the London South Bank University, agrees, saying the other danger is that these media platforms may cause friction in political parties, as some party followers are posting hate speech on Facebook, Twitter and related platforms.
Some people can create very nasty campaigns against other individuals. They can actually spread negative rumors and gossip, which is very damaging. Some have been cartooning Changirai, showing a lot of these other stories which are very negative about him. So these are not very progressive, and it's not the right way to use the social media. So these platforms need to be used properly, although not necessarily regulated.
Mr. Kasukwere echoes the same sentiments, saying the social media platforms may at times be irritating.
It has become a nonsense in some instances. I think what is required is a protocol in terms of how it must be used.
Critics say, despite some of these negative effects, social media are playing a key role in creating dialogue between the electorate and aspiring presidential, parliamentary and local government candidates set to feature in Zimbabwe's 2013 general elections. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Dube.